When the U.S. Supreme Court upheld President Trump's travel ban last month, it did so by officially condemning a past court ruling that was used to justify the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II. Ironically, Japanese American civil rights groups have condemned Trump's travel ban as a thinly veiled attempt to discriminate by religion against a certain group of people in the name of national security. The World War II era case was brought by a Japanese American named Fred Korematsu. But WHYY's Chris Barish reports that you would be wrong if you thought Korematsu would consider the Supreme Court's condemnation of the internment camps a victory. Speaking today in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, Fred Korematsu's daughter, Karen, says this is a terrible way for her father to be exonerated.
He would be very sad and he'd be very disgusted. He would feel that, you know, he fought all these years so something like this wouldn't happen.
Fred Korematsu was a 23-year-old living in the Oakland, California area in 1942 when, unlike his parents, he refused to comply with then-President Franklin Roosevelt's order to report to an internment camp. He was caught and jailed, but challenged his imprisonment on constitutional grounds. The High Court disagreed. By the 1980s, the Korematsu ruling, which still stood, was considered by many to be one of the Supreme Court's worst decisions. But in the travel ban opinion, Chief Justice John Roberts wrote that his predecessors were, quote, gravely wrong and had been overruled in the court of history. Korematsu had his conviction overturned in 1983 and later received the Presidential Medal of Freedom. He died in 2005, but his daughter Karen has started an education institute in his name. On Friday, she addressed about 75 teachers from across the country at the Nonpartisan Freedoms Foundation at Valley Forge. Karen Korematsu told WHYY that while her father was righteous, he never became bitter and was a leader in his community's Lions Club, Boy Scout Troop, and Presbyterian Church.
History should remember my father as one man who made a difference in the face of adversity and believed that being an American means to support citizens and non-citizens.
Attendee Amy Merkley, who teaches middle school civics and history near Seattle, said more Americans need to know Korematsu's story.
It's important we know our history, the good, bad, and the ugly. There's a lot of focus on Confederate monuments coming down, but there's more to our story than just that struggle.
The Institute has created a curriculum that teachers can use to educate their students. Chris Barish, WHYY News.